Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, what's going on? This is Wardell.
So hard of mine.
And that's what it's all about, too. It's that cardio, man, taking care of your heart. And so Solar Wants to Dance is not just that we're going to have fun with some great up-tempo songs, but also we want to make sure that we take care of ourselves in the process. You know, having a good time, but at the same time, you know, just doing the right thing for our health. And so... what's up, Mr. Don Fleming? How are you, my brother?
I'm good, man. I'm, like I said, I'm at my desk working, but I am here hanging out with you and getting ready to co-host a show for you. Of course, today is Saturday. You know, of course, what you just said, and I co-sign what you're saying, it's about the cardiovascular. So let's get this show started, man.
Am I
doing this block, or are you doing the block? Talk to me.
You got the first block. Let's see what you got. Come on.
What? I got the first block?
Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on, Mr. Fleming. We're waiting for you.
Well, it's all good. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We do this every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, he's giving me the block to start off with. So let's take you back to the year 1992, give you something from the Mo Money soundtrack. I know you guys remember that movie, Damon Wayans, Stacey Dash, Marlon Wayans. This is a great movie. Of course, this is Money Can't Buy You Love. Keep it locked right here because Solar wants to dance.
Jam. Oh, jam. Jam. Titty jam for me, yeah.
Guys, how you feeling over there? Everything good? Are you having a good time? I hope you are. This is Wardell Potts and Don Fleming for Solar Records Radio as Solar Wants to Dance. So we just have a good time working out and moving it forward in the floor. So we want you to keep your move, your groove going with us. And we appreciate you. Much love to all of our friends around the globe. We want to just, you know, give you a shout out and say we love you and appreciate you guys. And thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. All right, let's keep it moving and grooving here on Solar Records Radio. This is my group, Dynasty. I can tell.
It's my imagination. It can't be only me. No, I'm not going crazy. I feel you feeling me. You know. All right. We cannot deny.
All right, man, oh, man, Cameo, putting it down on Soul Eye Records Radio. I just want to give a shout-out to our girl Linda, who called in from Mississippi. Much love to you, sweetheart. Thank you for sharing your love and your thoughts. We appreciate you very much here on Soul Eye Records Radio, as well as she loves school. And so much love, and God bless you, Linda. And we are... Don Fleming's in the house, Wardell Potts Jr., and we're trying to keep that cardio going, even with the greatest dancer in the background doing this thing. What's up, Don? How's it going, man? How you feeling? Okay, Don's not
I'm
he's
good.
Done.
No, I'm good. I'm good, man. You never know. You never. I step out. Don't try to give you your. I don't try to outshine you, brother.
Oh, man. It's all good, man. We just moving here, dude. I'm trying to get my body in shape, man. So listen, how much longer you want to do another block? You ready to do another
man,
block?
Do another block.
Got,
sure.
Or you gonna get the next song after this? Get the next two. All right, because I want to hear this now. As this groove is moving. All right, cool.
There you go.
All right, here we go.
One night in Frisco, on the outskirts of Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out of town of touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd. He had the kind of body that would shame Madonna, and a face that would make any man proud. Oh, champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone. Arrogant but not conceit, as a man he's complete. My creme de la creme, please take me home. He wears the finest clothes, the best designer's head and nose. Ooh, from his head down to his toes. Hawthorne, Gucci, Iarucci, like a sin.
Solar Wants to Dance. Yes, it is Saturday. And, of course, I had to hook up a little. M2 May, 1980, Giving on Up, if you want to. And, of course, before that, had a little bit of a little Howard Hewitt, Strange Relationship from 1988. And, Wardell, what did you start the block off with, man?
Oh, Greatest Dancer, the greatest, the best dancer. Sister Sledge, yeah. Greatest Dancer. What an amazing song and an amazing groove. Don, how much time has gone by? I can't believe that the time is flying the way that it is.
I know, man. And shout out to Hubert Eves. We had Hubert Eves on the show about a month ago on my Throwback Thursday night show. Of course, Hubert Eves was, of course, a member of D-Drain. He was with M2MA off that album, if I'm not mistaken, the album, the Pleasure Seekers album from 1980. Of course, Give It On Up, he played keyboards and, of course, went on and did some beautiful songs with D-Train, James D-Train Williams. And got to get him on, and hopefully we can get him on, like, a live, like, Zoom-type interview, hopefully soon, man. He's amazing brother. Just celebrated a birthday. So, again, shout out to Hubert Eves III. And his son, Hubert Eves IV, is an accomplished jazz artist. So definitely got to get him on soon.
I love it. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So, guys, look, we only got 39 minutes left. I don't understand what happened here. I think we were an hour and a half show. And so that means that we only have, like, 9 minutes left of Up-Temple Jams. Is that right, Don? Hold on, wait. What I'm saying is that did we already go almost an hour, 40 minutes? Did we already do 40 minutes? Or did something go wrong with the timer? Because
you're having fun. You had fun. Time flies when you're having fun. And
well,
we have fun here.
I got to tell you, yesterday was a lot of fun. You guys had me sweating. That was my workout yesterday. I was sweating on the microphone talking about paradiddles and, you know, all these drum things and the recording in the studio and stuff and just those great questions that you guys all brought up yesterday. And it really was blessing me. It really, I mean, more than normal. And so I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you guys. But I'm also so grateful for just the history of my friendships that I have, that I made throughout the years and stuff. And I was thinking about my class of 76. I was actually supposed to graduate in 75. But something happened when I went down south as a kid, and they put in Georgia, and they put me back a grade. I'm going, what's going on here? But anyway, so I graduated in 76, and I just was writing to my friend. Somebody asked a question, and when I posted my response to their question, it all of a sudden it just triggered a lot of people, you know, talking about our graduation class, and that it was in the in my Simon Gretz High School Facebook page, and we were just talking about, you know, I was just talking about what, you know, responding to the question about, you know, Simon Gretz, and I played drums. I said the biggest blessing for me was being able to play drums for my class of 76, and being able to, you know, that was at the Civic Center. We had our graduation, and to turn around and go back there a few years later with the Whispers and Shalimar and Dynasty and Lakeside was, just an amazing full circle. What a beautiful blessing it was. And so I told my friends, I said, you know, guys, you guys really blessed me, because I don't realize how much it means until I start talking to them, and then I feel my emotions running. It's like, you know, people don't just tap into your emotions just because. They were just I'm just talking to them, and this is not even a verbal conversation. We're just typing, and I'm getting emotional talk, you know, writing and listening to their responses, and they remember me, and you know, as their, you know, the drummer at their school, and some of the, one of the guys said, I even played with you. I was in an orchestra and stuff, and it was great, and we had a great time, and it's just, but it's, it means so much to, for your childhood friends, at least for me, for them to, you know, care about you and care about the fact that you, you know, you've done something with your life and they're proud of you. And I'm, and it really blesses me because I feel the same way about them, right? I see some of them retiring. A lot of them are retiring now. They're at the age of retirement. I'm so proud of them that they put the time in. They worked hard. They did what they had to do. They chose their careers, and some of them didn't. Some of them just did what they had to do to take care of their families. But the ones that chose their careers and went on to be successful in that and bless their families, I'm so proud of them. And I'm proud of the ones that just did what they had to do just because that's what was, you know, that was what was on their plate. And so it's such a wonderful opportunity to reach back and to just, you know that everybody, that your friends are okay. They are okay. They did well. Everybody's doing good, you know, and we're all still here, and we get to celebrate this old school music together because it takes us back when we were children, you know, and have a good time. So, but anyway, man, I know I'm rambling, but I just love it. Like Linda, she's like, I just love old school music, and I was like, Linda, you're not by yourself, girl. I love it too because it takes us down a memory lane, and you know, sometimes we had some bad spots. So that's life. You know, everybody's going to have a bad moment in everything, in your relationship. It doesn't mean you don't love your wife or your husband. It just means you had a bad moment, you know, but you could buy a brand new car and something could be wrong with it. It don't mean you don't care about the car. It just got to get it fixed and keep on moving. That's life, right? Things happen. And so sometimes we make too much of the bad things and not enough of the good things. And so I think if we could just kind of flip that script and try to be a little more optimistic as opposed to pessimistic, it may change your whole outcome, you know. And I'm trying hard. I'm trying to be like you guys because I find myself, you know, having attitudes sometimes when I shouldn't. Like, come on, calm down, chill out, man. You know, you need going to give yourself a heart attack. Be like Fred Sanford over there. So, but anyway, guys, I just wanted to share out a little bit. But thanks for allowing me to. And I got this song. Don, old school. Speaking of old school, so you knew I grew up in the city of Philadelphia, right? And in the city of
I didn't know.
Okay, man. All right, so I grew up in the city of Philadelphia.
News to me.
And oh man, you are so funny. And so, one of the big theme songs out of Philadelphia for me was "Ain't No Stopping Us Now" by Big Fat and Whitehead. And you know, it's just like that song. When you hear that song, it is Philadelphia. It for me, it's like, whoa. Or the OJs, anything by the OJs, like that's Philadelphia. The sound of Philadelphia.
You want to hear something? You want to hear a cool story? Here's a cool story for all you sports fans out there. Back in the 90s, of course, you know, college basketball in the 90s, and I'm a little partial because that's where I'm from. I'm a big Razorback fan, Arkansas Razorbacks, and Nolan Richardson, of course, being, second black coach ever to win a national championship. Of course, 94 is when, you know, the Razorbacks won it all in Charlotte. Nolan Richardson used to play his go-to song to play to inspire the players back then in the 90s was McFadden and Whitehead, "Ain't No Stopping Us Now." And it was one of their rally cry for the 93-94 championship year. So, you know, shout out to those Hogs, man. Blue Pig Suey.
There you go. And I'm going to give you another story. Me playing drums, and I was in the studio recording "And the Beat Goes On" for the Whispers.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm playing this song, we all are a product of our environment. And so for me, when I was playing that song and the beat goes on in the studio, I was thinking of Ain't No Stopping Us Now. It's like I was thinking of that song. It was like, it can't, and I just, you know,
I
just so
see the connection.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, just ride that pocket, just like that, just ride that pocket. So I am back in my mind, I'm, you know, everybody else is just, you know, right where they are. But I was in another space, and I had to lay that beat down for, you know, so everybody could do their part. And so that's what I was thinking. But listen, so around the corner from where we were recording that song, Charlie Wilson and them, the Gap Band, their record company was right around the corner from Solar. And so we all used to get together and hang out and do stuff. But Charlie Wilson decided to do a song called No Stopping Us. Ain't No Stopping Us. Have you ever heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it. One of his newer songs.
Yes.
And I think it had like cameos from all of the, you know, artists and stuff kind of, you know, coming in and singing, you know, kind of doing the chant. So yeah, I've heard it before.
Well,
you played it on the show, if I'm not mistaken, a little while back.
There you go. And I'm saying all that to say I have an old school artist that's old school and new school doing an old school song.
That's the both worlds.
Right, it's a lot going on there, and so I want the ones that haven't heard it. Here you go, here on Solar Records Radio, and we're gonna the last half an hour, we're gonna slow it down, because dancing is not just all fast dancing, right? You get slow dancing is something else. Woo! I did some slow dancing in my days back in those basements in Philadelphia, and we come out of that basement sweating up a storm. Got a good workout. And it's not like I was doing anything wrong. I just got to clear that up. It was just hot in the basement. And when you be that close with somebody, there's a whole bunch of people in there. I'm trying to clean my sisters up. Don, I don't want people to think I'm dirty little boy. I was a good boy. But, you know, I was a teenager. And just getting close to girls and learning about you ladies. And you know, you guys are the boss. The ladies really are the boss. Y'all kind of guide us. Y'all kind of give us permission to get closer or not get closer.
Yeah.
You know, y'all give us that. So you guys are, y'all kind of lead the way. You know, I heard someone say, oh yeah, he might be the head, but I'm the neck. I control which way his head goes. I go,
the neck.
All right. The neck is in the house. So anyway. All right, guys, so check it out. Mr. Charlie Wilson here on Solar Records Radio, Don Fleming and Wardell Potts. There ain't no stopping us.
You're looking good, mamacita. I've been in love since I sent you. And on a scale of 1 to 10, you a number that the world can't comprehend. What you thinking, sangria? I see you moving ballerina. You take me higher than a plane. Got me tipsy on your love like sweet champagne.
Ooh. Let's keep the music playing while we dance all night. Never letting go. Kick back all day with our feet in the sand.
And mommy gets all my dinero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's turning his into sombrero.
Yeah, yeah. From Mexico to the Galveston.
Having fun in the best is
yet to come.
I'm gonna give you one try to be fair.
the free world, and it's mine. What a great groove. You know, that's why they call it soul music. It pleases the soul. And man, oh man, I tell you guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. With about another 12 minutes left, so I'm going to sit down just a tad. And I want to thank, I just pray that you guys are all good and that you're blessed and beautifully and that God bless you in this and you know that you are loved. And whatever you may be going on, we know that God's got you. Gotta trust him. Let your faith be stronger than your fear. Please, let your faith be stronger than your fear. It's okay to be fearful, just so you know, because fear sometimes, it protects us. Fear is not a bad thing all the time. Sometimes we can fear something because it's going to harm us. So, don't think that fear is a bad thing, but always make sure your faith is stronger than your fear so you're not so fearful. Anyway, this is Wardell Potts-Jr. for Soul Out Records Radio, and I love you guys, and I thank you for tuning in. And, you know, time to wind down a little bit here and do your family thing. Have a wonderful time with either your family, your friends, or yourself. You know, self-love is amazing, and it's absolutely necessary to care about us first, and that's what we're doing today as we're working out, taking care of ourselves. So God bless all you guys. To my sister Astrid here in Amsterdam, much love, and glad you're back home safely, and I know you got jet lag. Greg, much love, thank you, my brother. Linda, hey, thanks for calling in, we really appreciate you. Julian, much love, sweetheart, God bless you. T. Meyer, my brother, T. Floyd over in Jersey, much love to you. God bless you, brother, and thank you for blessing me and giving me a great opportunity that you did in music. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my high school, Simon Gratz High School in the city of Philadelphia. Much love to all you guys, and I appreciate you, and I wish you the best and wish you well. Don Fleming, thank you so much, my brother, and we appreciate you very much as well. You take care. And we'll catch you later on Soul Out Records Radio tomorrow. I'll be doing my praise. So if you want to come in, if you need prayer, you know, we could pray together. Okay? All right, guys. So that's at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow on Soul Out Records Radio. God bless you and take care of yourselves. Peace out.
gotta text me. Knowing me and you got that mental telepathy, meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep you warm, but in a chinchilla. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week you're my five-course
baby
meal for real.
Tonight, I let you know.
Baby,
tonight,
it's gonna be tonight, baby.
All right, everyone. Have a wonderful, safe, and beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Not Memorial Day, Labor Day weekend. Lord. That's what happens when you work out. Good night.